it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time. Send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Next Wave Funding. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a high approval rate for existing businesses and cash for many purposes. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $500,000 with no app or upfront fees. Funding based on your business, not your credit score. Plus, approvals in 2 hours and funds in 24 to 72 hours. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. This is by far the easiest and best funding available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-8130.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good evening. Coming up on 501 for the Score Update Studio.
They're young. They've had some success, but they're ready to win. They want to win. You know, instead of just making that big contract. Everybody wants the contract, but to go from the point of realizing, like, it's not just about you. It's about if we all win together, this is going to be good for everyone, you know. And so Joe helps, you know, try and develop that mindset among the whole team.
Newcomer Ben Zobrist has a long history with Cubs manager Joe Maddon. He played for him in Tampa Bay. Now Zobrist will play second base for the Cubs this season, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to winning. Zobrist won a championship with Kansas City last season. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump sending Cubs ownership a warning via Twitter, tweeting, quote, "I hear the Ricketts family, who own the Chicago Cubs, are secretly spending dollars against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide." The Cubs have declined to comment on the tweet. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred calls the Ricketts family, quote, "great owners." The White Sox adding an interesting name to the mix, signing former National League MVP Jimmy Rollins to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Rollins, though, has struggled of late, hitting .224 last year for the Dodgers. He's 37 years old. The Bulls and Blackhawks both have the next couple of days off. The Bulls home against Washington Wednesday. The Hawks host Nashville on Thursday. Tiger Woods' agent says reports that his client's health has worsened is absolutely false. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help you get every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by the Chicago Golf Show. It's the original, the biggest, and the best.
Boars and Birds.
Bernstein.
Laquan Treadmill.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, Laquan Treadwell saying he's not going to run the 40 at the combine. And scouts say, oh, really now? Oh, we better knock it out of the park at your pro day then, son. Interesting call. They don't like that. They don't like how.
I know they don't.
By the way, I'm not going to run. That usually means you're covering something up.
Yeah, that I would say with that horrible injury head, he probably has slowed down.
Right.
Well, that's what I think. Anyway, now here, you're going to give us a little stroll down memory lane here.
I am, but before I do, I'm going to read you this thought from Rudy, who says, yeah. I feel for my guy Terry recovering the last couple weeks, but he has no idea how fortunate he was to miss everything that was the Bulls trade deadline. I am kicking myself for not having the very same Wang relocation surgery at the same time.
Oh, Rudy.
He says, I am, however, going to the doctor right now for the procedure to miss this White Sox list you are going to read.
I think that's also a wise choice.
Now, it was Stonecutter who put this together. It says, how many times are the Sox going to try this? Seriously. At some point, the Sox have to stop being run by a caller who keeps signing guys past their prime because he's heard of them. Here's a list of guys who were going from above average to Hall of Fame level elsewhere, who played at most two full consecutive seasons with the White Sox. And this is just recently. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Alomar the other time. Mm-hmm. Roberto Alomar.
Ooh.
Kevin Youkilis. Kosuke Fukudome. Francisco Liriano. Juan Pierre. Edwin Jackson. Esteban Loaiza the other time. Omar Vizquel. Andrew Jones, J.J. Putz, Manny Ramirez,
oh Lord,
Ken Griffey Jr.,
a lot of dead there,
Bartolo Colon the other time,
Charlie Leisman,
the other time,
yeah, Hoxton Clay. Well, there were other times with Charlie Leisman. They kept getting rid of him in DFA and bringing him back. So those 14 guys listed there compiled a career BWAR of 504.4, of which a grand total of 18.5 were with the White Sox, meaning those 14 guys combined contributed a grand total of 3.67% of their career value as White Sox. By far, the majority of that 3.67% comes from two guys, Esteban Loaiza and Bartolo Colon, who I only included in the list because they were guys that the Sox circled back to later in their careers for some reason. Yeah. If you exclude the first stints of Colon and Loaiza, the total percentage drops to 2.61% of career value as White Sox. Ugh. Yeah, you'd think that the, you know, they always talk when you get the, like, a prospectus for an investment or some fund that you're buying, and they always say that past performance is no indication of future returns.
You know what it sounds like to me, boy, more than anything else? It sounds like Kenny.
It sounds like Kenny, and it sounds like Saladino's worse than we think he is.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't really sound like Rick.
I hate trafficking in that, though, in thinking that, oh, you know, Rick wouldn't want to do this, and this is Kenny pulling strings, because everybody tells me Kenny's not pulling strings, but you're right. I can't argue with you.
Every day. I'm not saying he's pulling his string every day. Pulled a string on him. You bet he did. Not every day, but just occasionally. There's something that pops up, and you say, is that really Rick?
Does that seem like something Rick would want to do, or something that Rick would have to be talked into doing against his better instincts?
Yeah, the latter.
And I agree with you. I can't allege that Rick is having his strings pulled here, but you're right. You'd think that somebody in his position who has said what he said
would say, no.
Although, would that cause him then, all right, as long as we're doing this, if we then try to parse Rick's words differently, when Rick brings up off the field and in the clubhouse, mm-hmm. is that code, is that him telling us, I know he sucks at baseball? Let's play your game for a second. because I get you. That you're right. This does sound like Kenny's. Well, I've always wanted this guy, and now I got this guy.
Yeah, he sounds like doesn't sound like somebody Kenny always wanted. Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, he fits the profile, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes, he's right there with the rest of them sitting at a table. But just hasn't been picked yet.
So if in fact we then reinterpret Rick Hahn's words, does it sound like a guy trying to say, I know he's not really all that good at baseball anymore, but he's here, so let's deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Let's hear it again.
This guy's a leader, brings energy and a competitive edge each day, and we think it's going to be a good fit in our clubhouse. I think it's going to be, he's going to have a positive influence in camp alone on guys like Saladino and Tim Anderson and other young players. So we were happy to make the move.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
I see. Now
you got to say you're happy to make the move. You're not happy to make the move.
Right. Now that you bring it up, and he didn't say one thing about baseball.
Nope.
Not one.
Nope.
That's what you say when you have Vince Coleman come in as your base running coach.
You also say he's out.
And by the way, that's one thing. If you're Vince Coleman, you want to take your name off that. You do not.
In terms of talking about it and wanting to talk about it and what he was doing.
He's a great self-promoter.
Oh, my God.
If you allow his work to speak for him, you'd never hire him to do anything. That's one of the worst base running teams you ever saw in your life last year. That's right. I'm the coach of base running.
That's not so.
Then tell me what Adam Eaton is doing. Well, I don't rightly know. But yeah, Rick didn't say a single thing about baseball.
Nope.
Influence. Leadership.
Yeah.
Spring training guy.
Well, he doesn't have a room full of kids.
No. Nope.
They're kids.
I think you're on this.
I don't think Todd Frazier's a child. Brett Lowry's not a kid. I mean, once was, not now.
No, you're trying to reanimate Adam LaRoche. You got Melky Cabrera.
He's a kid, Melky. Just a kid. Just a wacky kid.
Your catchers are old.
Yep. Yep, I don't know what you're talking about there. I don't know.
Right, you could even say you could lie the other way and say we've got already have a veteran presence on this team and this fits right in to our 3-year plan. You have him for a year and maybe he helps and we got downside to it.
Yeah, what are you talking? Well, no, first my first reaction would be, what are you talking about? You don't. It's not like this young clubhouse that's just this hunting for leadership and some baseball wisdom from those around him and all the other stuff that we hear some of these kids are willing to listen to and want to learn, want to absorb. That's not your clubhouse. Have you been in it yet? That's not your clubhouse.
No, even Abreu is getting up there.
He's 28 or 29, isn't he?
Right. He was a rookie, but he wasn't a kid.
No, not a kid.
Yeah, it's very strange. I agree with you.
That's not a kid clubhouse. Melky Cabrera? Garcia's 24. Okay, he's a kid. I don't know where he's at.
He's bad,
Adam Eaton's though. Adam Eaton a kid?
Adam Eaton's 26? But he doesn't listen to anybody anyway.
No, he doesn't.
He does whatever he wants to do whenever. He throws to whatever base he wants. He runs to whatever base he wants. I'm surprised he didn't hit the ball run directly to second. I mean, there's just no rhyme or reason anything he does.
And Melky's not seeking advice. He's not seeking counsel. May need some help here and there with his swing once in a while during the season, but your infield is not young either. You hired two veteran players, and your first baseman is at least 28, isn't he? At least. And your catchers are at 29 and above. What lessons of baseball life are you teaching?
Yeah, Brett Laurie's 26.
Okay.
But Frazier's what, 32?
Yep. Who are you teaching baseball wisdom?
I don't know. See, that sounds to me like Rick Hahn is like, yeah, I know he sucks, but he's here, and
I don't want to do about it.
And I can't really tell you what he's good at anymore because I've seen him play, and he's not really good at anything. But he's here, and enjoy, have fun with it.
Yeah, I don't quite. I'm a little bit puzzled by it because it doesn't fit what he said. What he's telling you is not true of his team. That's not true.
That they need that kind of influence.
Yeah.
Or it's a worse clubhouse than we thought. Then our assumptions that being experienced veteran players don't necessarily lend themselves to being a cohesive or professional clubhouse, and there's no reason to think that's true yet.
Well, we've seen that before. I'm not saying that's not the case, but that's not...
And, wait, let me bring this up, too. Jimmy Rollins hasn't always been the best leader. This is a guy who's been benched before. He and Charlie Manuel got into it all the time because he didn't hustle.
Yep.
While a nice enough guy, and while it often admitted to his lapses, even when he was at the peak of his abilities, he could be kind of a turd.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not like he has this sterling reputation as this tremendous leader when he was always, they had to constantly light a fire under him. They had to make sure he would drift on you. Just now because he's older, is that all different now?
No. He wasn't happy last year when the Dodgers benched him. Wasn't particularly happy, wasn't doing anything, but he wasn't happy.
Yeah, so let's not have some revisionist history on Jimmy Rollins, who was always a pet project of an old school, crusty veteran manager who has always had to be riding his ass to make sure he was doing the right things.
Yeah, I just don't, what he said and what the truth is of what his team is are two different things.
It doesn't really matter much ultimately.
No, I'm not saying it matters much, yeah. But for the love of God, what are you speaking in here?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's trying to find some nice things to say about him by damning him with faint praise, is what it appears to be. But he can't say that this guy is going to get 150 hits for us and score 100 runs for us.
Or... he plays in the next 25 years, he has a shot at that.
But you're right. You read that list, and there's enough.
That list makes me sick. No, that's just awful.
I think enough lessons to be learned. 312-644-6767. Yes. Terry Bors is back after his two-week hiatus and his crotch reattachment surgery. As far as we know, it went well, but we're still in that period where it could backslide on him. We don't know. Bors and Bernstein on the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Doug McDermott with a career-high 30 points. 30 points, man. That's hard to do in an NBA game. Feed that kid the ball a little bit. He's knocking down shots. Let's see what he can do.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. In professional sports, we judge you oftentimes on two things: where you were drafted and how much money you make. And because of it, we can't simply appreciate your own personal journey. I bring that up because Jimmer Fredette is back in the NBA. After spending some time with the New York Knicks D-League team in Westchester, he's gotten called up to the big club. Because he didn't pan out as a Sacramento King, a Chicago Bull, or New Orleans Pelican, we think of Jimmer Fredette as a failure. But the truth is, as a 6'2" white guard from upstate New York, simply making the NBA is a success. And then, if you fall out of the NBA and make it back to the NBA, by my estimation, considering how difficult it is to make that journey, you're doubly successful. But instead, because he was a first-round draft pick, we think of him as a flop and a guy who underachieved. I see it differently because of his entire past. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Pontiac RV's annual preseason RV sale is February 26th through the 28th with over 500 RVs in stock and on sale. Check out the new 2016 models plus a few leftover 2015s at huge discounts. See over 30 brands of RVs from Coachman, Keystone RV, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more, all at RV show prices during the preseason sale at Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac and online at PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Purposes for details.
Hey, do you travel for work? Maybe you work odd hours and your family safety and security is on your mind while you're away. Or do your kids come home after school to an empty house? Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola for Xfinity Home. You know, it's time for you to get the peace of mind you desire, knowing your family is safe with 24/7 professional monitoring with Xfinity Home. You can arm and disarm your system remotely and even get real-time text and email alerts when doors and windows are open. And now Xfinity Home has 24/7 video recording. You can save the past 10 days of footage in the cloud and download video clips or save them or share them. So here's what you do to get that peace of mind with Xfinity Home. You just call 1-800-XFINITY. You call them today and you see how you get 5 free sensors when you bundle with Xfinity Home. You get started with the X1 triple plan. You guys know I love my X1 system. You get TV, internet, and home for $99.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for 2 years. So great TV entertainment, the country's most reliable and fastest internet, and then home security for just $100 a month. You lock in that rate for 2 years. Now, this offer ends 3/27/16. Certain restrictions apply. New starter XF triple play customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and national sports fee extra, and subject to change after promo. Regular rates apply. But call today 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday. Whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect. Can I get a what, what?
What?
Close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
The Wolves, hungry for more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We certainly believe in Saladino's upside and his defensive ability. At the same time, no one is given jobs until they earn jobs. So there is certainly the opportunity that Jimmy could find himself playing fairly regularly at short, but he's also going to come in and prepare to be available on more of a utility basis, playing multiple positions depending on how things play out.
that.
Rick.
Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking about Jimmy Rollins. That's right. He's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and he's going to do whatever else they say he's going to do.
He doesn't really play multiple positions, does he?
No, not that I'm aware of. But let's make believe he does. What are they?
I'm going to look at his career here. I thought he was really a shortstop pretty much.
Right. By trade, as they say.
All right, standard fielding. He has played in 16 seasons. He has played 2,192 games at shortstop, one appearance at second base, three appearances as a designated hitter.
Uh-oh. Well, that versatility thing just got cut down a little. kind of blew that one out of the water.
I'm just, where are the multiple positions?
Well, they don't exist.
He doesn't. He plays shortstop.
Play shortstop. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't remember him playing anything else. But okay.
And I don't remember why he had to play second base, but he played there for a third of an inning. He played one out at second base in 2002, probably because some kind of double switch or something, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Single out at second base.
Is Saladino? I did not see the White Sox spring training roster, and thank God I didn't. But is Saladino right now, as you project what the White Sox starting lineup is going to be, is he the lone guy who was actually a White Sox farmhand?
On the entire team?
No, I mean position players, not pitchers.
Of position players mm-hmm. on the, well, yeah. Because it's Melky, no. Eaton, no. Avi, no. Frazier, no.
No.
Laurie, no. LaRoche / Abreu.
Big no.
Carlos Sanchez.
Is he still on the major league roster?
Yeah, he's part of the mix, I think, for second base / shortstop, whatever. They're going to battle it out.
So we got two guys.
He'll probably lose. And then, and then Navarro and Avila, no. So, well, that's what they've drafted.
What about Ventura?
Yeah, you're just your manager count.
Does he count?
Yes. Well, I think the point being that obviously that what happens when you have to do this year after year after year, it's difficult. It's not easy to do what Rick Hahn is trying to do because you don't develop anything. You've got some pitchers, okay, but what your position players are totally guys that it's difficult to do that.
I just want to know if anybody asked Rick when he says play multiple positions for
what
us.
Are they?
In 16 years. Jimmy Rollins in the field has only played outside of shortstop for one recorded out. Andrew in Highland Park, you're on the Score.
Hey there. Could this? I remember reading a lot, not a lot, but enough about Jimmy Rollins and his influence with Corey Seager in L.A. Could this have everything to do with just connecting him to the hip of Tim Anderson and just having him be around him, a young black shortstop in an organization, having somebody who he could sit next to and just learn from, and it's more about that, and he'll never play it out for them?
Well, that's I don't know why you want to use a roster spot for that when the kid's not even here yet.
It's not a roster spot. It's a spring training invite. I mean, I'm
saying, I see. You're saying be around him in spring training.
Yeah, just have him. He's a one-time MVP. He's a guy who crushes right-handed hitting. He'll play. I'm just saying this. We have a young black shortstop.
But why not say it? Then what would prevent them from saying, because then everybody could say, oh, okay. So we signed into a minor league contract because we think he and Tim Anderson can really hit it off, and he'll be a terrific influence on Tim Anderson.
I have no clue, because Rick Hahn never say anything like that.
It wouldn't hurt to tell the truth.
Yeah, but
your scenario, it wouldn't hurt to tell the truth.
Yeah, I like the thought.
Yeah.
I like the thought. It's sort of like what the Cubs did with Manny, where they had Manny Ramirez, and they said that they certainly told people privately, too, that they felt that some of the Spanish-speaking kids had to hear it in their native language, and it was specifically Baez and Soler that they thought could really benefit from having Manny Ramirez around. Andrew, I think it's a perfectly reasonable hypothesis.
I think you factor that with, we're not just going to give Tyler Saladino a shortstop job. You know what I mean? They're going to have a major league player who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, push Saladino a little bit.
Maybe raise the bar a little bit. I think that's part of their thinking, too. But I think
I think you're a year too early. There's no thought, at least now that I saw, of keeping Anderson here.
Right.
He's not in like...
They've been tamping down expectations on that since last year.
Yeah, don't be surprised. No, that's not what they're saying at all. I mean, I don't really think. Thank you for the call.
No, Andrew,
in any sense, it makes a lot of sense to me, however you look at it.
But if you frame it like that, and it's just for spring training, and if the plan is he's not going to be a part of your roster, then I totally get it. If you've told him, look, we want you around, we'll see what happens. If there's an injury, you've got an insurance policy. If Saladino flops, there's an insurance policy.
I think if you're Jimmy Rollins, you come here basically because you think as bad as you are, you got a chance to make this team.
And maybe that's okay. You want him to think that, but the White Sox thinking is can't hurt, could help, be good to have around during spring training. Right?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't like the I don't like it much.
In Wicker Park, James, you're on the score.
Yeah, I am unfortunately a lifelong Phillies fan, so I've seen a lot of Jimmy Rollins in my time. And I think, you know, like a lot of Phillies players, with the exception of Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, there was always a big love-hate relationship with him in that I think he never fully lived up to the potential, with the exception of the year that he won the MVP. You always thought he could have done more. You had pointed out the issues he had with Charlie Manuel, and he had him with Larry Boa as well, where he wouldn't run out a pop-up or a ground out, and he'd get benched the next day. But to kind of get to the point that your last caller made, he was very involved, as I remember, with the inner-city baseball program that the Phillies had. I'm sure the Cubs and the White Sox have one as well. He was, you know, obviously very involved in the black community. Whether that is something that they had planned to do with him and the team, I don't know. But
it's a big Kenny thing too. That's very important to Kenny. So that would certainly make sense if, in fact, he had a track record of that kind of volunteer work, kind of stuff Jermaine Dye used to do. That is something that matters to Kenny and the organization that might go beyond baseball. Yeah, maybe we're actually accomplishing something here in trying to, rather than go through whatever smokescreen that was from Rick, figure out where the meaning is in there.
Talking about.
Maybe it could be something. That's two good calls.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 from the score update studio.
We don't really talk about it much. We know where we want to end up. We know that's what we would like to happen, but we understand as players that we have to do work for that to happen. We have to try and keep ourselves healthy. We have to go out there and make adjustments throughout the season, and that's just a part of it.
Everything starts from scratch for the Cubs this season, but the addition of players like Jason Hayward expected to make the Cubs a more versatile team, capable of doing a better job of manufacturing runs, which was a real problem in the NLCS loss to the Mets last year.
He sounds like LeBron, doesn't he?
I think he sounds a lot like Jason Hayward. Let's take a listen.
No, we don't really talk about it much.
Yeah, no, he sounds like Jason Hayward.
I think
LeBron James.
You don't think there's a little LeBron in there?
No.
I do.
I think there's a lot of Michael when you hear Kobe, but...
He just... Sounds like, I think he's trying to ape him like Kobe used to, but I think he sounds like it.
Okay. Republican presidential candidate.
LeBron James.
Jason Hayward. My goodness. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been firing away at the Ricketts family on Twitter, tweeting, quote, "I hear the Ricketts family, who own the Chicago Cubs, are secretly spending dollars against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide." The Cubs are not commenting on the tweet. No one sounds like Donald Trump, by the way.
They have a lot to hide. What?
I have
no idea.
He
won't tell you.
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
That's it. They're not going to tell you.
White Sox GM Rick Hahn, as you guys have been talking about, signs 2007 National League MVP Jimmy Rollins to a minor league deal.
This guy's a leader, brings energy and a competitive edge each day, and we think it's going to be a good fit in our clubhouse. I think it's going to be, he's going to have a positive influence in camp alone on guys like Saladino and Tim Anderson and other young players. So we were happy to make the move.
There are no guarantees. Rollins is 37. He hit .224 last year for the Dodgers. The Bulls and Blackhawks both have the next couple of days off. Bulls home against Washington Wednesday. Hawks host Nashville Thursday. College basketball. For the first time since 1985, the Tennessee women's basketball team not ranked in the AP Top 25 poll, a streak that lasted 31 years or 565 consecutive weeks. The Grossinger.com hotline brought to you by Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles at Grossinger.com. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And that's what we've been discussing. Boris and Bernstein, Jimmy Rollins headed to camp for the White Sox.
I'm still thinking about that the fish sandwich from earlier. Because Zach had me thinking about that, and I haven't been able to get that out of my head yet. I think where I could go to find a nice po' boy. Because I don't want to do the fast food route. I could do that, but that's not what I'm craving. I'm craving, like, there are a couple places in New Orleans where we go, and here you can kind of get a close.
That seems like too far to go.
That's too far. We can get a close enough.
Seems like it.
Simulacrum of a good, maybe a shrimp po' boy or a good fried catfish. Maybe I'll take the. Nah, I'm not going to surprise the kids. It's a school night. Although are there any sports on tonight? Or is this a talk to one's wife night?
I think unless you're a college basketball guy, it's talk to the wife night.
Yeah, you got Kansas at Kansas State. You got Iowa State at West Virginia.
It is the battle of the former Illini coaches.
And if you have NBA TV, always you got the Warriors. And you got the Sharks and the Blues on NBC Sports Net. But this to me, folks, this has talk to your wife night written all over it. Because you had a big, busy sports weekend. You had your road racing and your outdoor hockey. And Bulls Lakers.
I had to do it anyway. I had to watch the Bulls. I watched them the other night against the Cavs the other day, and I skipped the Raptors game and then watched the Cavs game, and oh my God. It's just like I realize you're missing people and all that, but really, Derek does play better when Jimmy's not there.
He's out of Jimmy jail. Yeah, that's the biggest reason. It's not saying, well, he's feeling better. He's feeling better because Jimmy's not there.
Yeah.
That's why he's happy. He's playing free and easy and with thrust because he doesn't have to worry about another guy
satisfying
taking turns.
Another, yeah.
Right. He doesn't have to keep feeding him or trying to figure out, are you over here? Am I over here? Do I have the ball? Do you have the ball? Who's where? Whose turn? That this is what it looks like when he doesn't have that concern. It's going to be awfully hard to maximize him if you're committing to Jimmy Butler. You get out of Jimmy jail, you get very excited.
And he was, actually. I mean, they never had a chance in that game, but because they wanted to say it's so bad because Jimmy guards LeBron. They wanted to say it, but they resisted it. Mm-hmm. They wanted to say it's so bad, and I'm thinking, oh, don't say that. Oh, for the love of God, don't say that. Don't do that. That'll just end up badly for you. Don't say it. And they didn't. I thought they were going to.
Say what?
The defense Jimmy plays on LeBron makes a big difference when the Bulls play him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not in the playoffs, really. It didn't.
No, not anybody, really. If he doesn't, if he feels like it, you're not going to do anything about that crap he does, what are you going to do about it? If you're Jimmy or anybody else?
Well, this year, you pretty much make him shoot. He's had a bad shooting year, LeBron has.
Yeah, by his standards, he has.
No, I think by anybody's standards.
No, I think he's shot better lately. Shot better lately, but yeah, I agree. He was shooting badly for a long time.
Yeah, it's like the old book on him of just, sag underneath. Go under every screen. Don't chase around the top. Don't trail everything. Just go underneath absolutely every screen, and eventually, if he's going to be a volume, you see what he'll do now is he'll pass.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, he's perfectly happy to move that ball around that perimeter. Really happy to do it. So Derek has been, when watching him now, it's different. I mean, I don't know what it means, but it's different. I don't know if that's what I want every night. If that's what I expect every night when Jimmy comes back. I don't.
Yeah, his 3-point percentage, that specifically is awful.
Yes, he's down to like bad.
Yeah, his overall is fine. His overall is slightly above career, but it's the 3-point shooting that is down to he's only 56 of 202.
Ooh.
That's 28%.
That's really bad.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's like stop taking it bad. Yeah, his 2-point percentage is 563.
Yeah. That's just the threes.
God, that's...
And he's got... Look,
that's horrible.
And if he never wants to shoot another three on that team, he doesn't have to.
That is by a mile his career worst.
Yeah.
I mean, by a mile.
Yeah.
Even his rookie year, he was 290.
And it was bad.
And then he peaked in 2012, 2013 at 406, but then it's 379, 354 last year, down to 277. I wonder what's wrong.
I don't know if he's not taking it or if he's worrying about other. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's just not good. And the thing is, though, if he's not taking it, he'll find somebody who does.
We will say Terry's favorite words in show business. It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks. He's just been muttering it to himself.
Yeah, muttering is right.
That's coming up next on The Score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Need a business card? Well, now is the time to get them from Vistaprint.com. Here's the offer. You're not going to beat this. 500 business cards for just $9.99. Use my code Dan at checkout. Custom cards, they're great for anyone starting a new company or you're a small business owner. You do not have to be a design expert to use Vistaprint. There's a wide variety of styles and selections, pre-designs for a ton of different industries. And if you need help, they offer amazing customer service and custom design services to help design the perfect product for your business. But you can do this on your own with all the tools they have at your disposal. And Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love your products every time or they will make it right. Vistaprint has a special offer just because you're listening right now. 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Just use code Dan at checkout. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality's great. They're easy to customize. You can't beat the price. To redeem this offer and get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, design your card, then enter my code Dan at checkout. That's code Dan. This is an exciting offer for a great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's 73 with a wiry frame, and he's one heck of a character. And it turns out, he's also one heck of a bear fighter.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, meet Tom.
Hello, friend.
Lieutenant in the Chicago Fire Department who called to refinance his $417,000 5% mortgage. Until recently, Tom's only option would have been to pay down his loan over $51,000 and secure an FHA loan. David can now refinance homeowners discharged from a Chapter 7 bankruptcy at least 4 years who've never missed a payment into a conventional loan instead of an FHA loan. This is a huge game changer for borrowers looking to refinance their non-reaffirmed mortgages after a Chapter 7. And Pearl is one of the few lenders originating these types of loans. If you would like to refinance out of your non-reaffirmed mortgage with the ridiculously high rate like Tom, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
The Auto Show sales event all month long.
long. Now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. New at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am unworthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry at 5:45 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
Lot home!
Ooh, wow. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, Uncle Terry. How are you doing? That good, huh?
Great. You know better than to ask that.
I missed him. He's been gone. I've been gone.
Yeah, I know you have. Yes, I heard that. Yeah, I but you're probably gone for better reasons than I was.
Yeah, I went on a little bit of a vacation slash walkabout. Did that sort of thing for a week and a half.
Gonna walk the earth?
I did a little bit of Jules from Pulp Fiction, but it was great. Did 4 days in Vegas and 6 days in Arizona.
With the wife?
Vegas was with the wife. And then I went to AZ by myself and did stuff.
How nice that she is.
That's nice.
I'll let you go have some alone time.
What's she going to say? No, you can't go.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's not how that works.
You know, I was thinking about you too, because you were the guy that first introduced me to Deadpool.
Oh yeah.
And I've not seen the movie yet.
It is fantastic.
But $236 million.
Look, I was terrified.
A franchise.
I was terrified that it was going to be terrible because I'd seen too much of it, and people were, oh well, it's got to be R rated if it's really going to be. And I give those people credit. I fought against that, but it needed to be R-rated for all the stuff that they did. Morena Baccarin, wow.
And I read something interesting, too, of what this puts them in a difficult situation going forward. Because
I think it puts them in a great situation going forward.
I thought so, too. But there was a really good article from, I think, Vulture.com that was reprinted on Slate, saying you're going to have a difficult time aligning an R-rated Marvel world with PG or PG-13 rated Marvel Worlds, because of what this carved out, it's going to be hard to blend Deadpool into these other movies if he's not taking glee and killing people.
Yeah.
If it's, how do you have the same sensibility and keep him a part of the universe?
Because there's a character that probably should have been R-rated for the longest time that they kept making crappy PG-13 movies
Iron
with.
Man?
Wolverine!
Okay.
And so now the rumor is that the Old Man Logan storyline, which is phenomenal, is something that they're going to put into production because of the success of Deadpool.
You can try things now.
Yeah, but it's all a difficult time reingratiating him into some massive...
They can, but they can retcon everything, Dan. Look how the shelf life of these movies are and these franchises are. They can be done with whatever this era of Marvel movies is and then reboot it. And start all over, knowing that they can go farther.
And find the new audience that wants the vulgarity and the violence. And,
okay. But the problem is that you have to find a character. Like, Wolverine's character is meant for R. And Deadpool is definitely meant for R. The other characters, maybe not as much, where you're really just doing it for the gratuitous violence.
Right. R-rated Captain America makes no sense.
Right, but there's a lot of charm in the character of Deadpool that he becomes likable even though he's not really supposed to be.
He's an anti-hero.
Absolutely, and so is Wolverine. Like, that's the thing. Like, people have this idea of, like, cuddly Wolverine. No, berserker Wolverine that's just shredding through everybody. That's what we want.
Unapologetically. But has a code by which he lives. It's not just irredeemable. Right.
And the Old Man Logan stuff, I got to get you, because I have the trade. There's a great, I don't know if they'll even touch this in the movie, but in the dystopian future, in Old Man Logan, his nemesis is the Hulk. And the Hulk is out there having children with his cousin.
Ew.
Yes, it is so great.
Ew.
It's so great. So they talk about what those children turn into.
So you're talking White Sox tonight? This is another guy's at it again.
Well, I mean, I was out there. That was the end of the trip, because it turned into a business trip at the end of it.
Oh.
Where I was at, you know, I was out there at Camelback Ranch. I was in Mesa at the Under Armour performance place that the Cubs have. So it turned into that. I got an opportunity to talk with a lot of people, talk with Matt Latos, talked with John Danks. What about Danks? He's the oldest guy in there now. So, I mean, I had a chance to kind of see what I could find out about both teams. Embrace the target, by the way, is the new mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how John Baker used it this morning? John Baker, after the Trump stuff, he retweeted Trump with the hashtag embrace the target.
Nice. That's he's a good follow on Twitter, actually, the former Cub catcher.
Great. And now he works for the Cubs. Is it player development or something like that now with the Cubs? But yeah, the Jimmy Rollins thing smells White Sox-y to me.
What about my concerns about the way you were in that clubhouse where you've got Brett Laurie, Matt Latos,
Adam Eaton,
Todd Frazier. A lot of guys that like to talk. You got some abrasive personalities at times. You might want to just say, hey, you know, cool it, tone it down. We're not into that right now.
It was funny because I was talking with a reporter that wasn't familiar with Latos. And then we got a chance to talk to him for 4 minutes. And this is what this reporter told me. Did you see how sullen and dead Matt Latos' eyes are? I was like,
what, is he a mass murderer?
Well,
there's a high recommendation.
So I was like, well, he's had some issues in other places.
Yeah,
well,
he has.
What I did find interesting, and one of the things that I asked him, and we'll go through this throughout the show, is that he had the knee injury, right? And Fangraphs wrote a really good piece about how he's out of whack mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him about it, and he was like, yep. He's like, completely out of whack. Like, I wasn't landing in the right spot. I wasn't pushing off. My arm slot was all messed up. He thinks that is now fixed. Mm-hmm. We shall see.
That's cool.
That's it.
Can't be any worse than it was, I'll tell you that.
Well, see, here's the thing about Coop. I think that it's fair to call him one of the best pitching coaches.
He's got to wear some margin.
That's my point, Dan, that there are also going to be guys that he doesn't click with. And I hope that Latos is a guy that he clicks with, but his history will tell you that Latos has his own ideas about how he's going to throw. And
Whoa, Chief.
We'll see if we can get their regularity
he
on, does. On
I
the
think
same.
He accepted some Marge's stuff when I saw him quoted about it. I didn't think Coop ducked it.
No, he wore it. Ducks. I thought about you, Terry, because I saw some ducks while I was in Arizona.
Yeah, he wore it, though. I don't think he said, oh, yeah, well, I ain't going to do anything with that guy. That's not what he said.
I don't think so.
No, he took the blame. All right, this shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Why don't we get the hell out of Lawrence's way? Some quick thank yous to our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
You say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
What is that? What is that from?
That's Flossie Dickey, the 110-year-old Spokane native.
Who's really not interested in the entire thing.
On Fox 28 in the morning.
Leave him alone.
No, she.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know. I couldn't find him yesterday at the end. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
She wants to die. That before she gets another drink. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes is coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
The people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. I live it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
The 33rd annual Chicago Golf Show starts this Friday, and you know what that means, free golf. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions, at the Chicago Golf Show, February 26th through the 28th, at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get ready for the coming golf season with incredible bargains on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs at our massive indoor driving range. Sharpen your game with a free lesson from an Illinois PGA Pro. Plan your next vacation as you browse hundreds of fabulous golf travel destinations. Parents, bring your youngsters and introduce them to the game of a lifetime. And don't forget to check out the Daily Herald Golf Academy stage, where you'll see and hear the top teachers in the game give their insights on how to play better golf. It's the original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com and get free golf.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich?